for English, press 1. For Stan and Bruce, press 2.
Thank you for pressing 2. And now, here are your hosts, Stan and Bruce.
Welcome to episode 74 of the Press 2 podcast, the podcast that you thought ended, but it didn't, because we're still here, awkwardly here. Hey, Bruce.
Hi.
Where have we been?
Where have we been? Where have you been?
Where have you been? Thank you, Rihanna. I've been at home. Like going to work and stuff. I saw Beyonce. And then,
Did you mute?
I totally muted. I muted before. I muted the whole song so I wouldn't screw it up. I was like 20 seconds. Someone got slapped at our concert Sunday night in Houston. Yes, it was on TMZ. So And the funny thing is I went back to hear, because I recorded that part on my phone. So I went back to see if I could hear him. And I could, but you have to be very faintly, because he was all the way in the seats where, you know, those people sit in the 700 section at the top. But
those people, the 700 club. Do you remember the 700 club? Yes.
But he sat there, I guess, because when they showed the video. But yeah, anyways, he was eating. He did it to be an asshole. He deserved that slap, girl. He was sitting there eating ice cream popcorn. And then they were like, everybody on mute. And then he goes, woo. And then this girl looked at him and slapped the shit, knocked the popcorn out of that motherfucker's mouth. And he didn't even I think he was so in shock about that he got slapped. He didn't even do anything. He just kind of had this awkward smile. But you know, he was like,
you know what's crazy? So I also went to Beyonce. I just wanted to put that out there, but I was reading about just so people don't think that I didn't go.
I know, because you do not want to not go, especially.
Ew, did you even go? Who are you? Think about your life.
Did you want the psych said she went because she didn't want to be the only black woman that didn't go?
I know there are bills out there that need to be paid, but Beyonce and bills, really?
Well, Beyonce was the bill, so.
Exactly.
You just put her into your monthly budget for that month. It was like, Beyonce ticket.
You're eating ramen noodles without electricity.
We got our tickets
cozy.
An hour cozy. Before the show. That's how bad it was. An hour before the show. They get a deal. And we still...
That's actually how I was, 2 hours before the show.
Too much. Well, I'm okay with the amount. It was $500 a piece, five something. And then, but you know how they charge all those concert fees?
All those concert fees.
All those fees. Yeah, it came out when Taxes and Ticketmaster got done with us. It was I think for two tickets, it was an extra...
Anyway, it was expensive. So what I was reading is that
and fees.
That's a lot of money.
Taxes and the concert fee for both tickets. So it's for both tickets. I guess it was $200 a piece extra.
You know, I really want to sue the United States of America for giving me PTSD for all of those taxes. That's criminal. Honey, you should be serving time.
Well,
this country. Yeah. Anyway, so what I was going to say is that I was reading this article or this theory about, you know, for example, when Beyonce says everybody on mute, right? That is the collective of actually all being in unison with agreement of something that we're all enjoying. But obviously there are people who don't really care or try to just want to get a shock reaction or just want to quote unquote think individually as far as oh, I'm different. So it's a society kind of experiment, or not experiment, but it can be used as kind of with COVID vaccines and with the mask, right? Whenever, not to get all deep in shit, but
like, how did you turn Beyonce into like COVID mask? And
girl, let me finish.
Well, Darcelle. Honey, you are like NPRing it up over here.
I have not had this.
Audio platform. Is that what we're calling it? It's a platform.
Yeah, it's a platform.
It's a short platform. Not too many steps up onto that platform, but it's there.
That's what I call my high heels, my short platform. Anyway, so it was just kind of like that same thing of where, okay, so one thing is entertainment and the other one is saving lives and the betterness of society by wearing masks and preventing it, like, disease. But it's the same mentality, right? That people is just like, don't want to do
what they're supposed to do, whatever,
what they're supposed to do. And it's just like a, like, not even like a minute, you know?
I think it's like those people, 10 seconds. Not even right, that. Not even that. It's like, it's not even that.
Yeah. It's not, well, I think she held it the longest in the last one, which was in KCMO, right? Kansas City?
It was in Kansas City.
She ended her concert. What was she in that there? That was kind of
because
weird.
They had a cancellation earlier in the tour.
Oh.
So it was like rescheduled for some reason. And so they
that's right. Because she was going to end it in New Orleans, right?
Yeah.
New Orleans? Okay. But yeah, so I was just kind of reading that a couple, maybe like last month or 2 months ago. And it was just kind of interesting, just the thought process behind a collective, you know, a collective thing versus how in society we're just like, oh, I'm not going to follow what they say, or I'm not going to do what they say. And it's just not even that. It's like, it's something as simple as a society we're there. Like, we just don't even give a fuck about like trying to just have fun, you know? And, but anyway, I'm going to stuff up my 2-inch stool or whatever.
Oh, not 2 inches.
Yes, girl. I'm not. Size doesn't matter. It's just a group.
Speaking of size doesn't matter, you just led me right into my next topic, actually.
Ooh, okay.
Well, okay, so I don't know if you've heard of this show. This show has been on a while, no. But apparently, well, I haven't set the show yet, bitch. Apparently, this show has gotten really popular this year, even though it's been on since 2018. And I'm trying to get the name of it, even though I just watched a bunch of episodes of it last night. This show is called, okay, it's on Max. I'll just give you a background until I get the name.
The which show used to be HBO.
Which used to be Cinemax also, right? Didn't they combine all of that to like one streaming?
I don't know. All of this like networking breeding is giving me a headache.
Because like Cinemax is not there and then HBO Max is gone and it's all been replaced by Max or something.
Who the fuck is Max?
And Max is like, Max has like other shows on it too. Like you can watch some of your like the shows that were coming on Discovery Plus. That
TLC.
They're on Max now. Yeah. So you don't even need Discovery Plus, even though they're still paying, but like they're still charging people for it. Me, so I cancel.
And secret or like little insight: if you have Max, and you're watching any of the Discovery Network channels like TLC. There's no commercials. Are you shocked or did it freeze?
No, I'm trying to, because I have been watching those shows and I'm trying to remember whether or not I had a commercial.
You're so shook. You're like, oh my God, what is this?
I have to get back to you on that. I don't know. Because I could have sworn I saw a commercial.
Okay. What's the name of the show? The name of the show
is called Naked Attraction. Have you heard of this?
Oh, I've seen clips on Twitter about it.
Yeah, so I thought this was a new show, like up and coming new. No, this show's been out since 2018.
It's from the UK, right?
It's from the UK, and apparently there's already 6 seasons. So, but it's just weird how it just blown up. I think it's blowing up in America is what it is. And somebody finally, I think when Max is fairly new. And so since they have put the episodes on there, I think that's how it's becoming like this big thing now. Basically, it's a dating show where people go on and like, as you can tell, like Naked Attraction. Okay, so they'll have like 6 guys or girls. It depends on who is the person looking for the date. So like there'll be one person looking for a date And they, whoever they're attracted to, will be behind these six walls. So they'll have like six guys behind the wall and then there'll be this girl, right? And she has to basically pick her mate or who she's going to go out on a date on based on seeing them naked. It's so like they try to make it seem like it's like this good way of like, but it's so shallow because you're judging people based on their body type because you're seeing everything. But they're trying to twist it into this way where they're saying like, oh, but, you know, there's so much that you can figure out about someone when they're naked and there's no clothing to broaden their appearance as if like, okay, I'm not going to date him because he's wearing that, you know, that type of thing. So they're saying, yeah, but it's even worse now because they can always change clothes, but they can't change their body necessarily.
Yeah, you can.
I'm not talking about losing weight and plastic surgery.
You can change your face too.
Okay, listen, Linda. Okay, so this is the appeal of the show. This is what I found kind of disturbing. I've never seen so many disgusting dicks in my life. Like, I was just gonna, like, okay, so this girl is there, right? And then they first start. I mean,
dick shaming,
girl. Like, they start off. They come out the gate swinging this. So it's like she's standing there, and they have all the guys are known by a color because the box are colored. So they have like a yellow box, a purple, pink, blue, and that's how they label the guys. So they'll open up all the boxes, but they only go up to their knee. Their waist. So you can see the penises. And so now they are inspecting dicks and you're looking and then she's like, that one has a lot of, it is very interesting. She's like, oh, that one has a lot of hair. And then they're like, oh, that one, I wonder if it's a grower. And then the guy will like shake it or something. Like, it is the weirdest show. But there's so many types of penises out there. Dicks, like there are these ugly ones, and there's these ones that like you could tell they're micro. I mean, these guys are all flaccid at the time, but some of these guys are so flaccid at the time where it's like that thing ain't doing too much, like, right? And then there's some where it's like, girl, that's him flaccid, imagine when it gets. And so like it's very interesting. And I will say that, you know, the UK, this was like six years ago, probably. So they're a little bit more progressive over there. So, you know, they're very inclusive. So there were all types of bodies, and they did have trans people on there, and so they had like everything, but I have never seen so many. Oh, and one thing I did is that when the women came on and they had like naked women, I just kind of like fast forward through those because I saw one vagina where everything was kind of like just hanging out of it. And it grossed me out. And so I just could not. And so I fast forward. So whenever there was a guy looking for a girl and they had like all women, I would just like fast forward through it. I only watched the parts where there were six guys. And
you're like, I only watched the part where penises were there.
I did. I'm being honest. I did. I was like, this is what I why would I want to watch somebody?
You're like sitting there drinking your cup of coffee and you're like,
It was actually Topo Chico, but yes.
Well, since you opened up the door for this type of conversation, you know, my thoughts, I've seen clips. I haven't watched the episodes, but yes, the clips that I watched is just very much like objectifying, right? Like what they look like physical wise. And it's not necessarily like, well, I mean,
I couldn't go on a show like that. Me, my personality, my
mentality, like you said, in the UK is more, homogeneous, I guess.
Homosexual.
Well, they're more open, right? And then it's like,
I mean, yeah, I mean, come on, that show never has been on American TV, like,
right? And like the U.S., which now, like, with politics and everything changing, like the U.S.'s dumbass ways are infringing onto the U.K.'s mentality. But that's a whole other thing. But going back to like you opening the door with this, it's just like, so my thoughts on penises is that a penis is just an overgrown clitoris. And that is the reason why a lot of straight men can't pleasure, you know, people with clitorises, because they have like, I don't know, straight men are fucking weird. And anyway, so let me finish on my let me finish. So sometimes, like, you know, And this is going to be the X-rated episode. No, I'm saying it. I just personally think that...
Oh, my God. I don't know what he's going
to say. We should all have three holes.
Bruce, what the fuck? Three holes? Yes, where?
Yes. Okay, so like...
We technically do have three. Well, two.
No.
Women so like have three.
If you are born with a penis and testicles, right? You should have an extra hole.
For what?
Just so you don't have to douche.
For anybody listening, this is all Bruce. So you have any questions about what was just said, direct them to him, not me, because I cannot talk him out. I cannot help him with this one. I don't know. I'm just like you right now. So I don't know.
You open the door.
I do not know. I did not open the door for us having three holes. Like, it already gets complicated down there as it is. And now you're asking for a third thing to keep clean and keep up with. So come on.
Like, technically AFAB. So, you know, assigned female at birth, people, they technically have three holes, which I am wanting for, like, what is it? So it's AFAB, so it's F, or assigned male at birth. So AMMB? Yeah, assigned male at birth. I just wish we had an extra hole. That's it.
Okay. Well... I had a thought that you made me wait for to say that, and now I can't remember my thought, and it was about the show.
It was about the show, like, you can't do it because
I had moved on past that. There was something else that you said that made me think about something I was gonna say, and then I was like,
was it like about the holes?
No, Bruce.
Was it just like a clitoris just being an extended penis?
Oh, no.
A penis is being an extended clitoris. Oh, my God.
Stop.
That's what it is. X-rated. Oh, and then I said like straight guys. Straight guys.
That's what it was. Okay. Yeah. So here's the deal. Like, in the middle of each show, like, they'll okay. So I felt bad for this one guy because the girl was like, and she was actually spot on. But this at this point, they're only looking from the waist down. And so she said that his penis made him look delicate. She says, she goes, I don't know.
What does that even mean?
Wait, like, she said that he looked like, I don't know. And then she said she got rid of him because she said that she just wants to mother him and not. And so when they finally lifted everything off of him, and you can see his whole, he was basically exactly the way like she described him. It was to a T, and it was just so weird that she could tell, and I could kind of see it too though, but it was weird that she could like tell. And then he even said it when he got eliminated, he was like, I can't believe she was able to like figure all that out based on my willy. And I was like,
oh my God. I was like, she's like a penis reader, like instead of a bomb reader, she's a penis reader.
But it was like, so like, I don't know, it just like, when you look at the other guy, it's so weird when you watch the show, because there's some guys
did it have foreskin?
His did. And so when you have, but there's some
like, lift up your foreskin so I can tell.
Well, you know, it's pretty really common in the UK where they are uncircumcised. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So there were a lot of uncut dicks like on this show. So, but she was like, all the guys were standing like, you know, like, but there is the way they stand, and then they had their shit all out, and just like, and this one guy, he was kind of like, and it was just like this, like, I mean,
it looked fragile.
That's what she said. She said he looked fragile. And
that's
so,
horrible.
But he
that's
was
horrible,
fragile. Though. He was like all of 110 pounds. And he was like, if he was gay, he would have been a twink. Like, I mean, that's what we would have classified him as. And so,
no, you're shaming.
I am not shaming. That's, sir. Sorry.
Man. But,
girl, listen. So anyways, when they said, after she said this, like, they do these facts where they go, medical scientists have proven that, I guess after they survey people, so they survey like, but when you said about that, they do these weird surveys. So when you were mentioning about the straight guys, they actually did a study according to this thing where they said that gay men have bigger penises than their female, or than their female, than their straight counterparts. So they said that men that identified themselves as gay versus men that identified themselves as straight, their penis sizes tended to be up to 3 inches larger when erect than straight men. And I thought that was interesting. I was like, oh, wow. And then they were saying that, because they had a gay guy on there. So a lot of this came up because they did have a gay episode where this gay guy, he was looking at all guys. And so he said, made this comment about like Pitt, like they asked him, because at some point they lift up past the thing and they look at their neck down so they can see their torso. And he asked him to lift up their arms. And then the one guy was shaved and he didn't like that because he said it was feminine. And then the other guy, and then they jumped to this thing where they were like, oh, well, men might find that. Well, they were saying that gay men and straight men emit a different aroma from their armpits. And they said that's usually something about men being attracted to.
Well, it's called pheromones, I think.
Yeah, that's what it's called. That. And they said that basically what happened is...
Pheromone.
But anyways, they said... so they said that like...
Oh,
Sarah. Oh, so wait. So
you don't love me.
but they were basically saying that you would... how did they word it? They said that you tend to... The smells tend to attract you to people who have the same attraction as you. So like gay men can sniff out other men that just so happen to be gay because of the pheromones.
That could be true because that possibly is because the law of attraction with pheromones, like your body starts. What happens is that your chemical composition or your pH starts to change as you see somebody, you find somebody attractive. And so if they do, like, if the attraction is mutual, whatever, like our bodies start sort of kind of like pollen, like for plants, right? Whenever like spring, like the pollen spread out and then the bees, whatever, all that bullshit.
Nature, honey.
Girl, it's nature, but you know, whenever we're talking about, like,
environmentalists, like, where's the EPA?
Where's the FDA? Where's PETA?
They don't give a shit. They only care about the animals. We can kill the plants all year long.
So, like, so this, you know, this conversation is just very much like, you know, there are not only two genders, right? There are female. Who identify APAT, there are people who identify as female who have penises. There are people who identify as male who have what is considered, you know, a vagina. But it's just like gender and sex are two different things because, like, you know, it's what society expects of you versus what you were assigned or how you identify. And I think that's where a lot of people are like, well, it is an interesting show that it objectifies people. And the comment that she made as like, oh, he looks fragile. But that's just like, OK, well, masculinity doesn't have to be toxic.
She didn't say she never said he was feminine. She just said he was fragile. Just said,
oh, well, the gay guy like had the gay guy. He said that was feminine.
He said
right?
that him shaving his armpits was a feminine characteristic. So that turned him off that the guy didn't have any.
But that's the
arm
thing.
Hair.
It's just like. But that's the thing, like shaving a pit, it's not a characteristic of feminine. That's what society imposes as that being a feminine characteristic. Does that make sense? Like,
yeah, but that's,
you know,
how
there
he
are
feels.
People who, right. That's how he feels. But in the reality of things, there's people who have alopecia. Right. And so just because they don't have hair, is that a feminine, like.
Yeah, but he knows that this guy's intentionally shaving his armpits, and that's what turned him.
Well,
that's
I'm
what
just
turns
trying to
him
give you an example.
But
girl,
I'm just telling you, this guy is warm. I mean, just like we all have our own. This
what's
guy,
his number? Let me call him right
he
now.
He has his own. That's what he. If he's attracted to men with hair under their arms, and
yeah, and I mean to each their own, but I think it's different. It's like you can have it, but then we get into like right on Grindr or like hookup apps is like no fats, no femme, no blacks, no Asian, you know, like that type of shit. And people are like, it's just, what did they say? It's just the,
well, it's, that's choice, it's their preference or something.
It's
like
their
that.
Preference, but it's just like, are you racist?
But armpits are really a little different from stuff that you can't really control. I mean, if someone's shaving under their arms and they choose to, and you're not into that, that's a lot different from like, eliminating a whole race of people from your prospect list because they're black.
Whatever. I'm getting cheese fries.
I'm just saying, like, that's completely different.
No, I guess it is. Yeah, there is a difference, but then it goes into that conversation, right? Not to get off the tangent, I guess, which, but I am.
And so I don't give a shit about it either.
I like hairy armpits. No, I do, but.
But I've never really. But there are some guys that actually have armpit fetishes where that is a big deal for them. Like, they love to sniff them and lick them and do all kinds of weird shit with them.
Well, so, some people don't wear deodorant, and then that's their natural attraction.
And that's not natural, honey. That's just ungodly.
People who don't wear deodorant, they actually smell really good. But it could have been like because of that. You know, like maybe to another person, they might have smelled like disgusting. And to me, like because of the law of attraction with pheromones, it's just like, oh, they smell great. Tomato, tomato.
I don't know about great, but okay. sure, like Jan.
I mean, it's
sure, Jan. Okay,
they're fetishes, you know. Like,
I mean, I get there are fetishes there, but like thinking in a sexual, if that's not where you at that at the moment, like let's say you're on your way to work. And you're just on your way to work and somebody's in the room and they clearly have not showered or put deodorant on in days. Come on.
No, but that's a difference, I guess. Like, yeah, I mean,
but if you're in a mood and you're like caught up into the sexual mood and that person that you're with just so happened to not put, and maybe that does get off. Some people get off on that those natural smells when they're in a sexual mood. Oh, my God, this is like sex therapy. We should just change the whole dynamic of this show. Just talk about sex.
No, because we don't know shit about it.
I know, that's the problem. I was like, I was just going to see how far that would go before one of us made a joke about not knowing anything about it. But yeah, everyone should watch that show. I made it to season 3, 2 last night, 2.5. So I'm just curious, but I do skip a lot of the female part. I just can't look at vaginas. So that's just mad. That's, well, you know, that's just my preference.
Well, vaginas are interesting. Life comes from them.
I don't care. I don't want to see them. That doesn't mean I want to see them. Shit comes out of our assholes, but I don't like to look at those either. So,
you know,
I mean,
it's actually healthy to look at your poop, right?
Yeah, you're supposed to make sure you're not bleeding and dying. Yeah.
Exactly.
Do you not? Do you do that? Do you look at your stool? Do you look at your stool?
I do.
It's like something my mom would ask. Have you moved your bowels? I'm like, girl. Stop talking like right now. What?
There's this drag queen in Chicago. Her name is Lucy Sewell.
That was not that funny, IBS. But I laughed too much.
I have IBS. I'm just like, oh yeah, sisters. But no, you're supposed to look at your stool because, yeah.
I know, but how did we get here?
There's a chart. Like, okay, well,
how did we get here?
About bodies.
As podcast hosts, how did we get this far? Like, we're talking about
shit.
We're like, not just bullshit. We're talking about like human shit right now.
There is a poo chart though. You're supposed to look at you're supposed to look at it.
I know. Mm-hmm. And it has a different colors and shapes and it tells you what's wrong with you. Like you're not eating enough fiber, or maybe you're drinking too much water or not enough water.
Yes. Yeah. Did you know that actually like loose stools are a sign of you not drinking enough water? That's like your body's kind of like
all your fluids are just like coming out of you. That's because your body. Yeah.
Anyway, enough about that shit.
So nasty. You gross bitch. My God. Ugh, I don't even know. I feel like I need to take a shower now.
I need an adult and a protein bar and a fiber bar. Oh my God. I got traumas here.
Speaking of fiber, have you been ill? Quit eating your lesbian lunch.
It keeps me healthy.
You know, after I hear treadmill, I mean treadmill. Oh my God. I can't even say it. Oh my God. Every time I see that stuff, though, I just think about like these like cute little lesbians hiking in the mountains with their Subaru Outback in the back, and they're just like having like a lovely time, and it's just very like just something I cannot Ugh. But you know what I hate most about trail mix is the raisins. Do those have raisins in it? Girl, yes, I cannot stand a fucking raisin. I hate raisins. But
They have yellow raisins.
Ew.
They're good. I like raisins, but I don't like raisins in cookies.
See, I don't like
them whenever everywhere. You get a cookie and you're like, oh, it's chocolate chip, and you bite into it, and it's raisins.
A raisin chip. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a racist chip.
Oatmeal raisin are the worst. Oh, my God.
I like oatmeal raisin.
I like oatmeal, but not oatmeal raisin.
Snickerdoodle?
Snickerdoodles are good without the raisins.
Have you ever had Subway's? It's white macadamia nuts.
Yes. Oh, girl, yes.
Cranberries.
Oh, no, that turns it off. I don't like the cranberries in it. But I do like cranberry sauce and cranberry juice. And I can eat cranberries. I can actually eat cranberries. But if you bake them into a cookie, if you bake them into anything, I will not eat it. I don't like them baked. I don't like my cranberry. I don't like my fruit baked unless it's apple, because I can eat an apple pie. Mm.
You're like, I like summer fruit. I don't like baked fruit.
But I like apple. Baked apples are good. Apple pie, peaches, peach cobbler. Like, I can eat stuff
Is this like, is this what's happening because you're sober now? You're like,
no, this has always been like baked. This ever since I was a child. I'm not sober. I'm just like practicing for the moment. Like, you know. I haven't had alcohol in 3 months.
3 years.
3 months feels like 3 years. I haven't had alcohol. I know that was earlier before we hit record, but I'm being honest now. It's been 3 weeks. It's been 2 weeks. No, it's been like 3 months. Okay, a little over. By the time this shit gets on the air, probably 6 months.
It's been some time since
Hold on. I'll get the date. It was July 20. Oh my God. It was July. It was July 23rd, the morning of July 23rd, technically, because it was like 2 a.m. And I think that was the last time I was out. So that was the last time I had alcohol. So yeah, I did the 23rd.
You're like, this is it. This is the last time. I swear to God.
4, 5, 6, 7.
God is 8. Like,
Yeah, so it's been like 12 weeks of no drinking.
Well, congrats. How do you feel?
I don't know. Like, I've gotten used to it now, so I just feel like...
Okay, so like, what are the pros and cons?
No hangovers.
Okay.
And I guess I lost a little weight, but...
Okay.
Who's counting?
So those are, those are cons,
you can keep
right?
weight off better, easier. So for me, those are the pros, I guess. The cons are you kind of don't get to have fun like everybody else. Like, I went to the Beyonce.
That's what I was gonna say. I stopped drinking and now I'm actually living, and that's a con.
I'm living in the moment.
I'm just rad dogging live.
Like, okay, so the Beyonce thing. I went to go see Beyonce. She came to Houston in September, and I was deep into the sober thing then. And I was like saying I wanted to make it to Halloween, so I didn't want to drink, even though. So I went out to dinner, pre-Beyonce dinner, with 7 gays, and everyone at this table, we all ordering like wine and liquor, and like everybody's partying and like ready to go see Beyonce. And I'm over there with this big ass bottle of Pellegrino, and like, that's it. And like, I'm just not drinking at all. But I was surprised at myself for sitting at a table with 7 gays and not having an alcoholic beverage, because they were doing the most and I wanted to do the most with them. And I was just imagining how my old self, if this concert had been in June, would have been a completely different experience, because I probably would have been there with them. But then we went to the event, and that was fine sober, because usually when I go to concerts, I don't drink, because I don't like to go to the bathroom. So I don't drink anything, water or anything, because I don't want to have to get up in the middle of the concert going to the restroom.
That's funny. I usually don't drink at concerts because I want to remember.
Well, because I've never been drunk at a concert except for the Formation tour. Beyonce, because the only people I go to concerts for now is her and Britney. So the Formation tour, I went and I got tipsy before the show started, because Beyonce was fashionably late. And so I think, and plus we sat down really early. We sat down like an hour before the show was even scheduled to start. And so I started drinking these, what do you remember, those Lime-a-ritas?
No.
Yes, you do. Budweiser made them. They were like margaritas in a can. They called them Lime-a-rita.
Oh, yes.
So I had two of those. And I was like tipsy, but then by the time Beyonce hit the stage and like, what's the song? Formation. It came on, and you know how she came out there with the black hat and she was like, down, down.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I danced the first entire like whole 10 minutes of that damn concert.
You sweated that whole line.
It was gone. Seriously. I sweated all of it out. I was sober by like
that was actually the spirit of Beyonce.
It was
like she will sober you up.
She will. She does things like I was this year at Renaissance. I started hyperventilating. No, seriously, as soon as the thing, she hadn't even came out on stage yet. They just showed like her name, and like my heart started racing, and I got hot. Like I got so hot. Like I started sweating. And then I got short breath and I couldn't breathe. And I was just sitting there like, oh my God, she's in the room. Oh, she's the only person that does that shit to me. I got scared for a moment because I thought I was going to be like those little girls on those Michael Jackson videos from the 90s. Remember how they used to faint and you had to carry them out on stretcher? That was me, bitch, at Beyonce.
That would have been so iconic, though. Like, you would have gone viral.
I would have went viral. I thought that was going to be me. And I remember standing there, and then I started getting a headache, and I was like, oh no, Stan, calm down. I was like, Stan, be good. I was like, calm down. And then I had to sit there and I had to stop. I had to just breathe, like, because it was so overwhelming for me because I hadn't seen her in like 7 years. And so it was just like, she's in the room. I'm breathing her air. Blue Ivy is somewhere. I smell her. Oh my God, there's Jay-Z.
Like, somebody's not waiting at the other end.
There's Tina. Like, you know what I mean? When you start, oh my God, it was just like, oh my God, I'm in the room with her. We're breathing the same air. And then the whole little graphic thing of her like laying down. And then like, you know how it was like opening and then they show like her nipple shot with the pasty on it.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, her nipple. And then when she comes out and she opens up with Dangerously in Love, and I'm like, she goes, Houston. And I'm like, and then she goes, I love you. And I was like, I love you. I was a fucking mess.
Like, another person next to me is like, man, stop yelling.
Ma'am. Oh my God. No, it's on the video. I was recording it too. And I can't even watch the video. I cringe myself. I'm like, her nipple. I'm like, Renee, her nipple.
You're like turning around to random people. Did you say that's her nipple?
That was her nipple.
Blue Ivy grew from that. That.
Oh my God. And then the other moment that I had a schoolgirl moment over was when Honey Balenciaga came out. Oh my God. I thought that was like, there's this lady in front of me and she was there. She was visiting from Minnesota, but she was down in town because her parents, I don't know. She told us the whole story, but anyways, she was there and we were talking about Honey Balenciaga. And I was like, oh, I was telling Renee, I was like, I hope Honey Balenciaga comes. And then she just jumps into the conversation. Oh yeah, she's gonna be here. She's gonna be here. And I was like, oh, okay. So, but then when Honey came out, I was like, there's Honey. There's Honey. Like, I'm like tapping on the girl's shoulder. There's Honey. Oh my God. Did you? So Honey Balenciaga posted on her stories the day before the Sunday show. And it was her and another, I guess, a friend. I don't know if this person was part of the tour or just a friend, but she was like, the other girl was like, what'd she say? She was like, I am in Houston. I am in Houston. So she was like, it was just so funny, like this theme, right? And then Honey comes in and she's like, Houston, Texas, Houston cunt. I really want to smoke a blunt. Houston, Texas, Houston cunt.
Yes. They were like in a random corner with like a light.
They were in Midtown. Yeah, they were like, okay. Like I knew exactly where they were too. It was funny. And I was like, And I was like, oh my God. And then like, now I have that stuck in my head. And I was like, someone comment is going to be like, everybody in Houston is going to be singing this song now. It's like, Houston, Texas, Houston cut. I really want to smoke a blunt.
Oh my God. Well, so like during the concert, the second concert, because she had two concerts in Chicago, and the last one, which is or Sunday when I went, that's whenever her boot like ripped, and then she couldn't really, I mean, she kept on going, but like her boot ripped. And so for the next concert, that's why she wasn't there, because she was on bed rest. I think she was on bed rest for like one or two concerts.
Yeah, she missed. And then it was like all these rumors going around, like, you know, the haters, they were like trying to say Beyonce got rid of her.
So like in Chicago, like we saw what happened with the boot. And then towards the end, you know how like she dips, like she was trying to zip up her boot. And you can see on the Jumbotron, like the boot was ripped in half. And towards the end, her face was in pain. Like so it's just like, oh, her boot ripped. But like when you're doing those types of stunts, like on heels, that shit is like dangerous, because you can easily like twist an ankle, break an ankle, something like that. I mean, they're athletes, but at the end of the day, it's like, it's still dangerous. You know what I mean? So
all the haters are trying to say Beyonce fired her. And then that's when,
why?
Because that's how haters work, Bruce. And so she posted the flowers that Beyonce sent her with the card. Remember, Beyonce sent her a card saying get better or something like that. But like everybody was like, they were like, the haters were trying to say like that Beyonce, like they got rid of her off the tour or something. That's what they wanted to happen. And yeah,
but yeah, I remember that. It was amazing. It was an amazing experience. Did you say it was such an experience? My God, everybody who was anybody was there. And if you weren't there, you're nobody. So whatever. That's the way it felt.
Oh, and you're like, for the people in the 700 section,
do better next time.
Well, do you remember the 700 club?
Well, someone has to fill those seats. I mean, you can't have them empty. So, I mean,
but those seats were like very expensive too.
They were like $600 here for those
at the beginning. Yeah.
And the
Did
middle.
They ever go down?
They went at the very end. They went down to like $200. I think they were like running about $200 a piece. The funny part about it, a friend of a friend was trying to sell me some tickets before. He was like, my cousin has tickets. If you know anybody that wants to go. And I was like, oh, yeah. And he was like, they're selling for $600 a piece. And I was like, oh, which at this time, this was like 2 weeks before the show. $600 for a ticket for Beyonce. That was a fucking steal. Like, we were trying to get some seats for $600. And so I was like, OK. And then I was like, so ask your cousin what section, blah, blah, blah. And then he comes back. Oh, she's at dinner. And then he comes back like an hour later. He said section 600. I was like, boy, 600. Section 600. And you think I'm going to have to pay you 600 for a ticket? I was like, no. I was like, dude, that's it. That is far. And I told him, never mind. And he goes, if you have any friends. I was like, honey, my friends don't want to sit that high up. Like, ain't nobody. I don't know anybody that
you
wants
to. You were like, no, the price is too low for me. Thank you, though.
I was like, no. I was like, oh my God, no. He didn't. And then he came back like 5 days later or so. He was like, she just lowered the price to $500. Let me know. I said, she going to have to lower them a lot more than $500. I wouldn't even pay $20 for it though, so it didn't matter to me. I was not. Why would you pay? That was a waste of time to deal with all that traffic to go sit up at the top. I can watch it on YouTube.
Once again, those are Stan's opinions.
They I could. Why would I pay $20 to go to a concert in the nosebleed section and I'm sitting all the way at the top and I can't even see her?
I think one time I went to the nosebleeds, but I didn't buy the tickets.
That's fine if you didn't buy them. But what I'm saying, I just think it's a waste of time. And I think you'd be better off at home watching it on YouTube. The fact that you would go through all of that to sit in the nosebleeds.
It's just kind of
it's about preference too.
Yeah.
Like if you're a concert goer and you just want to feel the experience of being in the arena, fine. But see, for me, it's different. Beyonce for me is an experience. And it's very important where I sit because I have to see her. You know, I want to see her face when she smiles. I want to see it. I don't want to have to look at the screen to see her smile.
Oh, my God. You are so obsessed.
I am totally. I love Beyonce. I would be vice president of the Beehive if they would allow me. I don't want to take on presidential roles because those are just too intense. I just like to show up when I need it. And yeah, I would love to be part of the Beehive.
Well,
or the upper ranks of the Beehive, like the chair.
What do you have to do?
I don't know. I'm trying to figure it out. You have to know, it's probably really hard to make it up in the Houston Hive, like, because, you know, those bitches. Like, they are
just go to a small town. Just go to a small town.
I know, and, like, go to, like, Kenwood, Louisiana, Kenwood or something, and then, like,
Cleveland.
I'll go to Kenwood, Louisiana, and I'll open up a chapter of the Beyonce Beehive.
Like, what is this? A nonprofit?
You know, that's Britney Spears' hometown, Kenwood. So that's where I would go. I would do it in Britney's hometown. And then I would also open up a chapter
go there and start dancing with knives in like a corner street.
Oh my God, leave her alone. But that was so sad, that video. Like, I did not appreciate that video. People are making memes out of it now. Did you see the dog, though, when she clicked those damn knives? When she was like, click, click, and the dog, her dogs. Did you see they took off running? Like, they like left out of there. They were like, uh-oh. They thought, like, I think for a minute they were like, she's about to eat our ass. Like, seriously, they stormed out of that room. Like, I had to rewatch that video just for the dog.
Poor dogs.
Oh my God. So bad. Oh my God. Write that down.
Yeah, I think the dogs.
So I have to remember this. Hold on, the dogs. I might want to use that for a clip.
No, it's been a fun summer. Now fall, Christian Fall Girl is here, and I don't know. What are you doing for fall?
The same thing I do every year. Absolutely nothing. I wait for Christmas.
Well, aren't you like a huge Halloween person though?
No, not really. I just started like dabbling in and out of the Halloween era. Like right now I am in my Halloween era, and it's official because I put it on my Instagram page that I'm in my Halloween era. And
I saw Wendy Williams was hanging out of your house.
Who? Wendy? Girl, that was so wrong. Anyways, her name is Violet. And
oh my God, like from mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Oh. And so I always name her Violet every year. Well, it depends, because one year she was a guy, so I had to name her different. So I switched the guy and the girl. So what I do is I have a black skeleton, and I have a silver. They're all glitter. So it's like a black glitter, like they're cute. And so every year I'll switch it up. So I have a wig and I'll make them a couple, but I always just switch it up. So like last year, I love
the shake and go wig. Like, the shake and go wig on the skeleton.
Have you seen it? The short one? You're talking about the short one? Oh, no. Oh, you're talking about that? Oh, that. Oh, yeah. I got that off of Amazon. And, oh, girl, you know, I felt so bad because I was buying this off of Amazon to put on a skeleton. And I was reading the reviews, and there were actually women that are wearing these wigs. I was like, am I a bitch for this? They were actually wearing this wig out in public, and they were telling people, like, girl, you need to get this. And I'm like, no, you don't, sweetheart. This is for my skeleton in my dining room, honey. Like, ew, how are you wearing? That shit would flame up if, girl, don't go to any fireworks displays or go anywhere where they have a heater. Because this wintertime, you know they have those heaters outside. You had brunch outside, and they'd be trying to warm you up. Don't go to those, because that shit is going to catch on flame. I'm like, girl. I gagged. And then the short wig I have. So I have this short one because I was looking for an old man's wig. And so it looks more like a toupee, or a Karen wig, you know. But anyways, it looks like that. And so I have that on the other skeleton. And, you know, That one had reviews.
It's like a Stewart wig from Mad TV.
Stewart, yes, but worse. Stewart's wig looked a lot better. So this is a lot. Oh, wait, I'll send you a picture of this one. And you know, it's been 3 years now that I've had this wig. So this wig has just been through it every Halloween. It just now it just looks like some type of roadkill sitting on top of his head at this point. It's like gray. It's gray. It looks like a skunk or something, like a gray skunk. But yes, it's horrible, but it works. But yeah, people. Yeah.
So the moral of the story is, if
don't buy wigs off of Amazon.
Stay away from heaters.
Yeah. If you do. And then don't put your picture in the, like, so these girls are taking pictures in the wig and they were like, girl, this is
not you shaming the people on Amazon.
Not that. Like, it was just like this wig. Okay. First of all, people need to see this wig before they judge what I'm saying, because this is not the wig that you would seriously go out and wear to, like, there's nothing wrong with buying wigs on Amazon because they have some
Halloween,
perfect.
It's a good Halloween wig for the look.
Or that any kind of, or maybe a movie, like, or low budget TV commercial or something like that. But you're not gonna wear it out and use it as your everyday wig. I mean, it didn't even have like the little straps on it to like keep it onto your head. Like, I don't know how they.
Oh,
this was a cheap wig, honey. This wig was like $25. Like, it was not. But I'm gonna have Renee style it. I'm gonna have him come over and like.
That's what I was gonna say. Like, have somebody style it, because I've seen on YouTube like.
Oh, so it was that bad on the skeleton where you just thought like, damn, someone needs to come style it for her.
No, I was just like, it looks great. I mean, Wendy looks great, but I thought her name was Wendy.
Mm-mm. You're just
being Violet a, looks great.
You're being a bitch. That's what you are.
I'm not.
Yes, you are.
Whenever she sees you, it's like, I hope you're doing well. You know, you're doing well.
Happy Halloween.
You should make a video with. You should make a video for her just kind of bopping around with the wig. Just
oh, like, was it like when she fell? That is so bad. No, why are we laughing about that? I'm like, oh, when she fell. Like, oh my god. you get her. You need to get some voices of her actually talking, though, using her voice.
No, you should just put the wig, like, just like, you know how they get, like, it's bouncing and it moves, just but just the face, and then from the like an angle in the corner, you just be like, how are you doing, like that. Like, she just
oh my god, maybe next weekend, because I don't have anyone here right now. I need someone to, oh, I can use a tripod, I guess. I need someone to hold the camera.
Yeah, a tripod. Yeah. Oh, <you're wrong>.
Oh, should I do the voice, or should I find the actual voice? That's what I was.
Call her Wendy. Wendy Wynn.
Wendy who?
Wendy Wynn. Like Halloween, Wendy Wynn.
Wendy Wynn. Okay.
Or
Wendy
Wynn.
Wendy
Wynn. Hello, Wendy. Yeah, Wendy Wynn.
Hollow Wendy. No, that's too much in the mouth. That's a lot.
Yeah, I don't know. Just think about it. Something that rolls off.
That's cute. Something for TikTok.
Yeah, write it. Write it down.
How do I? You have to take to your mouth.
Don't say like how you doing. Just say like change the how you doing to something similar to how you doing, but not. Yeah, something like that.
Oh my god, I'm sick of me.
You can edit this part as much as
I probably will.
Because you don't want people taking the idea.
I know. Yeah, like by the time they hear this, Bruce Halloween,
you release it like on Easter.
Release it the day after
on Christmas. The Christmas episode for Halloween.
Oh my god! No, I promise. I know. I swear, Bruce. I promise. I'm gonna try to do better. I know I need to get these out. So I'm putting it in my calendar already for at least last episode. But then I was thinking I could just make that a lost episode. This has been so long.
Yeah. And then we should do a Halloween episode.
Yeah. That means we have to do it next week.
Yeah. And then
I'm having a little party on the 20th. I am throwing a Halloween party, though.
Oh, you are?
Yeah. It's going to be cute.
It's going to be cute.
Not really. It's just going to be a little get together. We're like, you know, like two of my closest friends. Because I only have two.
It's
going to be Violet and whoever her date is this year. I haven't named him for the year. But so I you know, every year I've been doing like a little thing for Halloween. It's been getting bigger because I love to decorate anyway. So I just started getting into Halloween because I didn't have anything to do it myself during the month of October. I'm like sitting all October waiting on November to get here so I can put my Christmas tree up because it goes up in November. And don't judge me. I do what I want. You don't live here. So I was like, I want to decorate earlier. So I start putting up Halloween stuff. So like during COVID, nobody was at the house, right? But then like Renee was here. And so we had
COVID. Except COVID was there.
Yeah, that was it. And so it was me, him, and COVID in the house. And so we did like a small, like, well, we just got drunk basically because there was nothing to do, no other Halloween. And then like the following year, 21, I was like, okay, let's invite like my sister over. And so then my mom came over, my sister. And then so they all came over. I think my niece like dressed up, but nobody else did. But then last year it was bigger than it had ever been, even though it was the same people there. No, actually, I had a cousin came and then one of his friends came and we all dressed up, like we all got costumes and it was like even bigger. And I was like, oh, my God, this is like becoming more fun. So I was like, next year. So this year I'm actually
going to kill somebody. Well, I'm going to have a real dead body in the middle of the house.
Well, this year, well, I actually got a costume for the dog this year, so it's bigger.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, you know, he's going to be Chucky. And so he has a little knife and everything. It's crazy.
Oh, my God. You should turn it into when you clink your knives.
Go look on his... He has a TikTok, by the way. But go to his Instagram or TikTok. I posted a video of him trying on his costume. The wig is like not on him because I got to find something to like secure it to his head.
Your dog has a wig.
The wig came with the costume. It's like an orange wig.
Okay.
Because it's like Chucky, you know, like with the orange.
Yeah.
So that's what it was supposed to be, like redhead, I guess. But anyways, yeah. So he has an orange wig, but the wig did not like, it's too big for his little head.
Oh, but that would look really funny.
Yeah, but it comes off. Like, it won't stay on him. As soon as you put it around him, it just falls off and he takes it off.
Like, tighten it real quick and then have somebody...
I did. It won't tighten any further. I think what I need to do... My mom told me to take a clothespin.
I'm not trying to visually create and direct your vision. So I am allowing you to share your experience. And thank you.
Okay. So no, but what I'm saying is I tried that and it didn't work. So what I'm going to do is I'm trying to get a paper or like a pen. What do you call it? A paper pen
and stab it.
No, what do you call it? The pen thing. The paper. It's not a paper clip. Pin. What?
A ping pong ball.
Anyways, we're going to try to work it out. And but if you go on there, it's funny because when he runs, it looks like he's like running after you with a knife. It's so funny. But I need the. Are you high? Are you sure?
I forgot.
Huh?
Yes.
Oh, my God. I think we need to wrap it up. Bruce is about to like. He's ready for like Sunday fun day, I think.
No.
Are you going out today?
No. Oh, girl, I gotta tell you what happened. But it's off there.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I need to hear it. So let's wrap it up so we can hear the story. Because it's already been an hour anyway. So
it has.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it was great talking to you. This episode had everything. Penises, like clitorises, like three holes, uncircumcision, reality shows, Halloween, Wendy Williams. We covered everything, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
Did I miss something?
Mm.
Beyonce.
I did want to clarify, since you brought that up a minute ago, I just want to make sure people understand that when I said there were so many disgusting penises, I did not mean because they were uncut. I meant because they were just disgusting looking. So, Because I actually have no problems with the uncut penis, just for people to know. But I'm just saying. But I just wanted to make that clear that it, that wasn't it. Trust me. It was because... It just was because they were gross. Like, some of them had too much hair. Some of them took a weed whacker right through the middle of the hair, and I don't know what they were doing. This one guy had an elephant tattooed around his dick, so the dick looked like the trunk. And
yeah, Bruce
really, but it looked like an elephant. I was like, oh my god, this is what this show is like, crazy. And I even posted on Facebook that I was about to watch it, and my friend Jay was like, he goes, oh, you ain't ready for this. And then after I watched it, I came back on there this morning. I said, you were right, I wasn't ready.
Is it like wiping your face? You're like, you're right, I was not ready.
No, it was, I thought the show was going to be more like, but no.
Educational?
No, I just.
Oh my God, do you remember the older lady who used to talk about sex on?
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. She looks
on
like.
HBO.
Oh no!
I thought you were talking.
Oh, I know you're talking about that one sex therapist. Yeah. What about her?
Yes.
What'd she do?
You thought it was going to be that?
No. What without her?
No, I was just going to be like, did you think that show was going to be something like that?
No, yeah. I didn't think it was going to be like that. But I thought I thought it would be more fun. I guess it's fun to watch, but at the same time, I didn't expect me to be like looking away from the TV a lot of the show. Cause like sometimes they'll show, I don't want to see it. Like I'll see it. I'm like, ugh. Like, and then they kept showing this one guy, his legs were so like skinny, and it just,
yeah, cause Stan has a thing about legs.
Yeah. The smaller they are, the worse. So if they're like sticks, I mean, this guy looked like a mosquito. And so I was just like, ew, it was like mosquito legs and like.
I think it's been a great episode. So thanks.
Okay. You're welcome. Now, Mary, well, I said hi, Mary Jane.
I will tell. Yes. Tell
that Mary.
Cocaine. No, I don't know. Heroin.
Jane. Oh,
yeah. Oh, meth. I tell Crystal. I see Crystal. Never mind, that's stupid.
I'm gonna do a Terry Joe dip. You're like. Oh my god, my cousin sent me a clip. Okay, yeah. Oh, wait, let's go ahead and wrap this up. I forgot. We didn't even end it. So,
bye.
We'll talk to you guys next week. Bye.